Today I wanted to read to you the conversion of Alphonse Ratisbonne. This is a dramatic conversion that took place through him wearing the miraculous medal. It was probably the most famous conversion story that happened in the 19th century, and it was so drastic that a very anti-Catholic man will be instantaneously converted by our Blessed Mother soon after he began wearing the miraculous medal. Alphonse Ratisbonne was born in Strasbourg, France in 1814. He was the son and heir of a very wealthy aristocratic family of Jewish bankers. When Alphonse Ratisbonne was still a child, his older brother Theodore converted to the Catholic faith and became a priest. The Ratisbonne family reacted with hostility and horror. Alphonse resolved never to communicate again with his older brother and developed a violent hatred of the Catholic faith and all things Catholic. In 1842, at the age of 28, he was engaged to his fiancée, Flore. He had plans to marry the following August. But before that, he toured Europe and the East, partly for pleasure, partly for his health. One last opportunity before settling down with his wife and assuming a partnership in his uncle's bank. Ratisbonne decided to go to Naples to spend the winter in Malta to strengthen his delicate health. In Naples, he had mistaken the road, and instead of coming to the reservation office for Palermo, as he intended, he arrived at the stagecoach for Rome. Even after he realized this, he decided to remain there, and he booked his passage to Rome instead. He left Naples on the 5th and arrived in Rome on the 6th of January, the feast day of the Epiphany. So making the best of his time in Rome, he began to tour the ruins and the museums in the company of a paid guide. On January 8th, Ratisbonne was called by name on the street. He ran into an old classmate from Strasbourg, Gustavo de Bussière, a Protestant. The two eagerly rekindled their friendship. Later, when Alphonse called upon Gustave, he encountered his older brother, the Baron Theodore de Bussière, a convert to Catholicism and a close friend of Alphonse's priest brother. Alphonse felt instinctive abhorrence towards this zealot Catholic convert, but he knew the Baron was an expert on Constantinople, which Alphonse had planned to visit, so he agreed to call upon him for travel advice. De Bussière saw it as his mission to convert this unbeliever who came across his path. He and Ratisbonne became friends, but Ratisbonne's sarcasm and blasphemy irritated him enormously. Finally, the Baron made an extraordinary proposition. He said, "Since you abhor superstition and espouse liberal views, he asked Alphonse, "would you consider submitting to a simple test?" "What test?" "To wear something I'm going to give you. It is a medal of the Holy Virgin. It appears quite ridiculous to you, no doubt, but as for me, I attach great importance to it." And he showed Alphonse the miraculous medal attached to a cord. Alphonse was dumbstruck. He can scarcely believe the Baron's impertinence, but as a man of the world, he didn't want to seem to make too much of it. So he consented, quoting the line, "If it does me no good, at least it'll do me no harm." The Baron's little daughter put the miraculous medal around Alphonse's neck. Alphonse burst into laughter. He said, and then the Baron said, though, "And now you must complete the test. Every morning and evening, I want you to recite the Memorare, a short, efficacious prayer which St. Bernard composed to the Blessed Virgin." Ratisbonne said, "Let it be. I will promise to recite the prayer." In fact, the Baron's evangelization got on Alphonse's nerves. Far from drawing him towards Catholicism, it made him repel further. Yet the Baron, undaunted, persisted. The Baron did not rely upon arguments alone. He began to pray very hard, along with his friends, his fellow members of Rome's Catholic community. Notable among them was his friend Count La Ferronay, once a notorious anti-Catholic, but now a devout, fervent Catholic. Moved by the Baron's plea, the Count came into a church and prayed fervently 20 memoraries for the conversion of this young Jew, Alphonse Ratisbonne. That very evening, the Count suffered a fatal heart attack, and after receiving the sacraments, he died surrounded by his loving family. They say that before this Count died, he offered his life for the conversion of Alphonse Ratisbonne. So at midday, January 20th, 1842, when the Baron was arranging the funeral for his friend, Count La Ferronay, at the Basilica of St. Andrea della Frate in Rome, he asked Alphonse to wait for him in the church. The Baron was in the sacristy arranging the funeral mass. When he came back to the church, he found Alphonse on his knees in prayer. The sight moved him to tears. In Ratisbonne's own words, "I was scarcely in the church when a total confusion came over me. When I looked up, it seemed to me that the entire church had been swallowed up in a shadow except for one chapel. It was as though all the light was concentrated in that single place. I looked over towards this chapel where so much light was coming from, and above the altar, which was the side chapel of St. Michael the Archangel, was a living figure, tall, majestic, beautiful, and full of mercy and tenderness. It was the Most Holy Virgin Mary, resembling her figure on the miraculous medal. At this sight, I fell to my knees right where I stood. Unable to look up because of the blinding light, I fixed my glance on her hands, and in them I could read the expression of mercy and pardon. In the presence of the Most Blessed Virgin, even though she did not speak a word to me, I understood the frightful situation I was in, my sins, and the beauty of the Catholic faith." The Baron helped Ratisbonne outside and into a carriage. He took him back to his hotel where Alphonse was staying. But Alphonse was still sobbing, clasping his miraculous medal, murmuring thanks to God. At last he turned to his friend the Baron, embraced him, and said, "Take me to a priest. When can I receive baptism, without which I can no longer live?" "What has happened?" exclaimed the Baron. "What have you seen?" "That," said Alphonse, "I can only reveal on my knees to a priest." So the Baron took him to the Church of the Gesù, the Jesuit Mother Church in Rome, to see Father Villefort. There Alphonse explained what happened, still sobbing so hard that he was impossible to understand. At last he calmed down, took the medal from his neck, held it up, and said, "I saw her, I saw her." Alphonse Ratisbonne confessed and thought that his family would believe he was insane and would have ridiculed him. So he preferred to flee totally from the world, its chatter and its judgments. 11 days later, he was brought to the convent of the Jesuits to make a retreat under Father Villefort. On January 31st, he received, at the hands of the Cardinal Patrizi, baptism, confirmation, and first Holy Communion. So within 11 days after Our Lady appeared, he was Catholic. And what's also interesting is that he was infused with the knowledge of the Catholic faith. He didn't have to go to RCIA. It was a sudden infusion of the entire Catholic faith in an instant. The following month, the Vatican held a canonical process to investigate the circumstances surrounding his conversion. After a lengthy investigation and many depositions, it was concluded that his sudden conversion was entirely miraculous, an act of God wrought through the powerful intercession of Our Lady. In May of 1842, only a few months after the apparition, a painting of the Madonna of the Miracles was placed for veneration in exactly the same spot where she appeared. So if you go to the Church of St. Andrea della Frate in Rome, you can see the Chapel of the Miracles. The canvas was painted following the instructions of Ratisbonne himself. The conversion of Alphonse Ratisbonne and the conversion of his brother Theodore years before led to the founding of a brand new religious order. So Alphonse was ordained to the priesthood in 1847, entering the Jesuits for about 10 years before he and his brother founded a brand new order, the Society of Our Lady of Mount Zion to help convert the Jewish people to the Catholic faith. This order for the conversion of the Jews moved to Jerusalem in 1855. They built the convent in Jerusalem, the Ecce Homo convent, with a school and orphanage. He also built the convent on Karim, together with a church and another orphanage. He and his brother and the companions worked for the conversion of Jews and Muslims until their death. He died in 1884. He tried to contact St. Catherine Laboure, but he never succeeded, as the sister was shielded from the outside world. There were many miracles operated by Our Lady in the shrine, and on 1892, Leo XIII coronated and venerated the icon with a diadem. In 1942, Pope Pius XII elevated the church to a basilica, and in 1960, Pope John XXIII made it one of the cardinal's churches, and Pope John Paul II visited this church in 1982 to pray at the spot of the conversion of Alphonse Ratisbon. So what a powerful story, the story of an anti-Catholic who, after wearing the medal just for a few days, but with the prayers and sacrifices of many people, was instantly converted by our Blessed Mother. Not only was he baptized, confirmed, and received his Holy Communion, but he became a priest and spent the rest of his life spreading the Catholic faith and helping Jews and Muslims enter the Catholic Church.